the what we've talked about is that it looks to us like we have what would happen if you lose your license and how it will happen. What we didn't have was what you were talking about, the written reprimand, the suspension, the probation, not in that order, but and I had asked if people thought we should have that just as a list or if we should have the explanatory material, and Bill or Esther said that he thought we should just list them in rule, and nobody else has given an opinion. Of course, nobody else had a chance to, but they do now. So
thank you.
Was somebody trying to comment?
I think, hi, I'm Barb, this is Dorothy. I think we should just list them in rule, then refer back to the policy.
Okay, Bob, Nichelle, do you have an opinion?
I would agree.
I'm thinking just list them as well.
Okay.
Okay, and then when you say it appears that we have the procedures of how it will happen, do you mean the part that Bill just
yes.
read? Okay, that part is not currently in our rule. This was another part we would like to put
oh,
in.
Oh, okay, so yeah, because it had a, when you read it, it had a number.
Right.
And so I was looking all over
no.
for it and not finding
no.
it.
That it would be.
That's
that,
why I wasn't finding it.
That one was a number because it was enough different. It was a new one that would clearly be after everything else in
okay,
there.
Okay, that's why. I thought maybe I had something missing.
No.
Okay. Okay, so do we want then to vote to include that language for the procedural part?
I make a motion that we include that as part of the rule.
I'll second.
Is there a discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, then there's no need to ask for opposition. So that that will be in there then. Is there anything else?
That is all I have.
Okay, I want to allow people, the public, a chance to do. Does anybody have any comments about Chapter 3 or questions? I am not hearing any. Okay. At this point, then, I believe that our next, the next thing we need to do is to vote to move this rule as we have discussed it and voted on various pieces of it this evening to the status of a hearing draft, after which a hearing date will be chosen and announced at least 30 days ahead of time. Is there a motion to do that?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second. I'll second it.
Is there discussion?
There's a comment here in Kearney.
Okay.
This is Sheila. I have a question on Section 10, when there's an opening. It talks about notifications to all the blind vendors about the opening. And I don't know all the rules and regulations for the program, but is notification also sent so that those that are not already within the program realize that there's an opening? In particular, maybe people that would be interested that are in the locale of the facility opening?
Do you want me to answer that?
Yes.
Okay. The first step is that the current vendors get the notice to determine if anybody wants to bid for that location. That way, somebody who's already been a vendor, had a little experience, and maybe want to go to a larger facility, they have the opportunity for promotion. After that's done, if nobody bids on it, or if somebody bids and then that leaves another opening, then the opening that's left, that information does go out to the rehabilitation counselors, to whoever we, you know that to show that that's I guess mostly it's to the rehabilitation counselors, and then they in turn, you know, notify their clients who might be interested in this type of an opportunity, and that's how it gets out to those people.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. So somebody that's not already in the program, as long as those that are in the program want the opportunity, new people don't have too much of an opportunity to get in.
Now, let me ask you first, do you mean when they're in the program, do you mean in the Voc Rehab program or in the Business Enterprise program?
Business Enterprise program.
Okay. You're right, except that if an existing vendor bids on something, then whatever they've left will be an opening. And if it's, let's say it's an opening in Kearney, I guarantee nobody in Omaha is going to bid on it, you know. And if somebody, say, in Grand Island bids on it, but that person already has, we would evaluate if that person already has, you know, a substantial facility, there's a point where does it make sense to make this a new facility for a new job for a new person versus adding one more satellite to this person's little empire. And so, you know, if it's clearly a new facility that would support a full-time vendor, then we would not add it to that other existing one. But let's say the Grand Island person wanted the Kearney one, then the things in Grand Island that person was doing would be another opening in that basic area. So does that make sense? It's sort of like when we have an opening in the commission, the internal applicants kind of have first grab at the position, and then after that we open it.
I'm thinking that maybe the question is, does rule ever speak to the complete opening of it, though? I mean, it's talking about letting people within the program know, but it's not really speaking to letting everybody know. Everybody meaning anybody.
Well, it does talk about priority being for any blind person in search of employment.
But in the specific part where it talks about when there is a new facility.
Okay.
I think that was what she was talking about.
Right. There's the notice and then the bidding and then the decision about the bid and then the committee may, let's see, the committee makes their recommendation. Okay, and then it talks about that a little bit more. And then it says committee may, if it chooses, interview any candidates who submit bids and may be granted access to financial records. And then there's an appeal. Well, okay, so maybe we need one more at 010.04 that says, you know, openings that remain will be published, or, you know, the notice will be given to eligible candidates about the opening. So, you know, I can't come up with the wording tonight, but to have a piece that says, what do you do then? You don't just leave it vacant. That's a good point. It goes from this other thing right into training in the vendor program. And then that talks about how people are selected.
Comment in North Platte.
Okay.
Yes, this is Candy Larson again. The concern that I would have
with the other vendors having an opportunity to bid on a facility. Let's say that a facility in Ogallala, perhaps, came available, and then the other vendors have an opportunity to bid on that, and let's say the person wanted to add that facility from, let's say, North Platte, to make it more a substantial facility for the person in North Platte. My concern is that, yes, that would indeed give the person in North Platte more substantial, and they would have a way to write off the transportation to get there, et cetera, so their business expenses would be much more. But it would not give an opportunity for someone in the Ogallala area that it would help their livelihood. So, you know, the fairness of that, you know, I don't know where that line is drawn there.
A little.
And I don't know if we could speak to that in rule or how we could do that.
And Jerry, did you have a comment?
Yes, I did. I guess what would an individual have to do to find out or find the information needed if he would desire to or not to do this blind vending program at all, or if something would become available and you found out you could do it? Would you just have to jump into it at that time? Did that comment make any sense?
Yes, it did.
I guess the reason I'm saying this is I have been searching for information on what it takes to get into this program, and I've had no success on finding out even what it takes to do this. And I just am looking for this information to know whether or not I would like to do this. In case something would become available, then I think that would be an asset to be ready at that time, rather than to delay things and slow the process down at that time.
Okay, I think that's a point well taken, and I think we need to definitely make sure that information is available to people. I think probably the first thing you might want to do is speak to a counselor about what the vending program is and find out, perhaps, you know, we have stated tonight that Dave Hunt is the chairman of the vendors committee. Perhaps your counselor could put you in touch with him to talk about the program in general. I think for purposes of rule right now, what we need to decide is if we want to put something else in there after the committee has gone through its in-house thing and those who already have vending sites have dealt with what they're going to do. Do we want something in there that specifically says after all of that has happened, then it gets out there somewhere? Or maybe even before all of that happens, it gets out there somewhere. Is there something else we need to add to the rule or not? That's what we need to decide, and we need to decide it quickly if we're going to pass this
Connie
on
has another
this evening.
Comment.
Okay.
This is Sheila again. I guess the impression I'm kind of left with the way this rule is written here now is that people who are not already in the blind enterprise program are not even able or don't know that there's an opening to even be able to submit a bid in the first place to be considered at all.
Yeah,
I
hear you on that one. Yeah, I hear you on that one. The way that it reads, you know, can look like that. Pearl, you wanted
Yes,
to...
I want to say that in the past we have not required any training per se for a vendor, and the new rule does talk about training, and it's 011, training in the program, and so there's a whole process of training one must go through before they would become a vendor. So if there's an individual who is interested in this kind of work, they need to be talking to their counselor, finding out about the program, meeting with some of the vendors, coming to Lincoln and meeting with the vending program director, and then looking at what the training is required, just like you would to see what you have to do to become a plumber. And then you know, we would educate you about what the training is going to be. You would decide if you want to go through the training. Then you'd start the training. After training is when you'd be making a bid on a facility.
Right. Carlos, Herrera.
Okay.
The fact that you finish your training doesn't mean that a facility is available either.
Right.
It's just that you are a vendor. So those vendors who are not having a facility will be the ones listening to this. And as Pearl mentioned, even if anybody who is not a vendor gets this type of information, wouldn't be able to bid because that person doesn't qualify because he's not a vendor.
Right.
Okay, so what you're saying in answer to what Sheila was asking about is that it is an internal thing, and the reason that it is because Joe Blow off the street, who happens to be blind, would not be able to bid for one of these places anyway right off the street. He could go talk to a counselor about what the vending program is about, but he couldn't just apply for a position in a vending stand location or cafeteria location and get it without something in between.
Now, I need to say that we're at least at 8:30
yes.
Not past, and we were, in setting this up, we were given real clear instructions. We must vacate at least this Lincoln facility, which is the main one, at 8:30. So, okay. We have a little flexibility?
Yeah.
Thank
yes,
you.
We do.
All right. Thank you.
If we didn't, I would have had us out of here.
Okay. All right.
But we're running out of our flexibility.
Sometimes watches can be different, so thank you.
There's another comment from Hardy.
Okay.
This is Jean, and my question, like, if we have a client, it's no longer a client, a past client, that has gotten services for us for other things, and now they're interested in the vending, you know, how do they approach this? They sign up for services and go through that training and hope that something comes open? Or do they wait until they know that there's a possibility and then sign up for services again to get the training? You know, because I've had clients that are interested in this, and their comment is, I really don't want to go through all this unless I know I have a chance.
Well,
they have to have the training in order. Which comes first, I guess, is my question.
I guess my response to that would be when a person goes to college, I mean, you hope that you're going to have a job when you get out of there, but you don't know that for sure. And if you think that you are wanting to do a thing, it's a good idea to get qualified so that when something comes up that you're not saying, boy, I wish I'd done that because now that thing's going to be gone before my training is done. That would be my response, but I'm not sure it's official.
Yes, and the just that training is required, and so you get your training. And this, as with many occupations, when you look at it, you also consider your mobility, whether you would be able to move, you know. Will there be a site in Broken Bow? Probably not, you know. But are you interested in someday moving to Omaha or Lincoln or North Platte? Then, you know. But if you know you're not going to be wanting to move, then it probably wouldn't make sense to do this sort of training.
Unless, of course, you're a very resourceful, entrepreneurial type person, and you will see to it that a position gets created, and you will, you know, once you get your training, people will know who you are and how great at whatever that is you are, and the people in your community know you well enough. Positions have been created that way, too, and so, you know, if the person
sure.
does the training hand-in-hand with their own PR and building him or herself up, there could be a position. And the person could be part of creating that position.
Yes, thank you. That's right.
Well, now we do need to do our final vote, and we also need to publicly decide when and where our next meeting is. And I think that unless there's a real burning issue, we're going to need to go on and call for the question because we are running out of time here. I don't want anybody to feel slighted or excluded or anything like that, but we do have a time constraint.
You're asking for a vote.
Well,
correct?
I was just asking if there were any burning questions or comments, and hearing none, I'm now asking for a vote to move this rule on to the public hearing, hearing draft status.
I vote yes.
Yes.
I vote yes. Yes.
Okay. There is no need to ask for opposition then. We now need to decide quickly when and where our next meeting will be. We had tentatively, well, at our November meeting, we had scheduled a meeting for the 9th of February in Omaha, or in Lincoln, at 9 o'clock. Do we want to leave that on the schedule? Do we want to schedule a meeting later than that?
Do we have this is to discuss in February? They can't wait till later.
One thing is that you do need to appoint a hearing officer, and that the board needs to decide on. All of the other sort of the things that have to be done prior to hearing and setting it, I can do in conjunction with you, with the board, communicating through email. But at this hearing, at this meeting, you should appoint your hearing officer. Of which I think Barbara is an excellent model of efficiency and capabilities. I would suggest you maybe have her be your hearing officer.
That sounds like a good suggestion.
I agree.
I nominate Barbara for hearing officer.
Second.
I'll second it and third it.
That's called railroad.
You could decline, you know.
Oh, she's too good to do that. She wouldn't do that. She's a kind person.
Bill is vice president.
She loves to do the thing.
Oh, sure. Bill, as vice president, you probably need to ask if there are any other nominations, since I would probably not be the one who ought to do that.
Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Apparently not.
Someone needs to move that nominations cease and...
acclamation.
Yeah.
You're a good mover, Robert.
Sounds good to me.
That's okay.
Do we have a second?
I do. Okay. I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. You're the hearing officer.
Okay. All right, so now, when do we want to schedule another meeting? And it would be an in-person meeting.
In 3 months?
Well, we still have that February meeting. I'm inclined to hold with that.
I don't know if you're loud enough, Bill.
I move that we hold to our February 9th meeting so we can start moving this along a little bit quicker.
I don't know whether you would need to do business about this at that, unless it's to take a last look at the, you know,
right,
the version and make sure it's consistent with what everybody thought we did today.
Well, and hope if we had the answer from the Attorney General,
right,
that would be a good thing.
Don't expect it.
Okay, we have two things kind of put forth, but now yours was a motion that hasn't been seconded, and the other was a suggestion, as I understand it. We need a motion and a second.
Yes.
Okay.
I make a motion that we meet in May in Lincoln.
Okay, so far we have two motions, neither of which has a second, so they're both about to die unless somebody does something with them. Okay, come on.
I'll make a motion for mid-April just to...
Okay, now climb on, guys.
16 minutes.
Maybe this channel wants to make a motion.
We've had February, April, and May. How about March?
I'll stick it mid-April.
The Saturday. Oh. Okay, now if we're talking about,
I've got the calendar. The Saturdays are the of April are the 6th, the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. The 20th does not work.
No.
But the others.
The 6th doesn't really work well for me. The 13th doesn't work well for me.
What about April 20th?
27th doesn't.
Okay.
Good idea.
Let's remove meetings.
What about March 30th? There are five Saturdays in March, and so that's the last.
That would be Easter weekend.
Oh.
That's Easter weekend.
Okay.
March 25th?
The 27th.
27th? Of what?
The 27th of
April.
No, that didn't work for somebody.
Oh, okay.
Of course, I don't know what the conflict is. I mean, there's always going to be...
The 24th of March? Is that a... What am I talking about?
The
23rd of March.
Yeah.
That would be...
That would be okay.
March 23rd going once?
Sounds good.
March 23rd going twice?
Got a second, Bill?
Did we get a second? I thought we had a second.
Well, we had a second for March, and then we started looking at, for April, and then we started looking at dates.
And none of them worked, so I didn't even bother with calling the question. Are you sure you still want me to be the hearing officer?
Want to go March, or do you want to go May?
Right now, we're...
In May is what?
I'd rather get it March.
Right now, we have March 23rd,
March 23rd
on the table.
I'll second March 23rd.
Okay, we have a...
You moved it.
Wow. Bill, didn't you move March 23rd?
I don't... Informally, I did, but not officially.
Okay, well, who wants to get it official?
Somebody already did up there.
Well, we had a couple seconds, but we didn't actually have a...
I moved her the 23rd of March.
Wonderful. Okay, now our seconds will work. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nichelle?
I said aye.
Oh, sorry. Okay, that's unanimous then. March 23rd in Lincoln. I think that was part of the motion, wasn't it?
That was it.
Okay. Okay. If there is no further business...